and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for sticking with us during our slightly unscheduled couple of weeks off. We are joined once again by our co-host, who for this week is Angus Fraser.
Hey, Craig, how are you doing?
I'm all right. There's a curveball that nobody was expecting.
No, stepping in.
Dundee Eagle stepping in for another. How are you for a start?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm well. Just off the back of a training session just now, so... Yeah, no, I'm all good.
Yeah, big couple of weeks coming up. Obviously, top of the table in the URC, but two big tests in South Africa to come. What are we thinking ahead of that?
Yeah, so two very important games. So if we can stay top of the table, that's the goal. But with this week, we've had a little bit of disruption with the flights, obviously, but we're working around it, and we're going to be putting our best foot forward when it comes to it.
Yeah, now we should probably explain the reason. We love your company as always, but we should explain the reason why you're stepping in as our co-host this week, because our guest this week is Murphy Walker.
Hello!
Now, this is a complete curveball, so do you want to explain why you are our guest this week, Murphy?
I don't know, do I?
I mean, if you don't, this is going to be a very short episode.
I am guest because I have resigned.
Yay. Congratulations.
I'll find a sound effect somewhere that has the applause. No, genuinely, congratulations for that. Thank you. We'll get the interview segment of this out of the way.
Nice.
I mean, easy decision.
Yeah, I think it was, especially with the past couple of years. I think it's been pretty tough in terms of, it's been very strange in terms of injury-wise, like getting injured off the back of, I think it was December 2022.
Yep.
So it's been over 510 days or something since I've last played for Glasgow Warriors professionally, which is why I say it's been quite tough. But at the same time, between that, I've played like a Scotland game as well, so it's been... Yeah, like a typical career, it's not been straightforward and it's been a bit of up and downs. But I think the overriding emotion when I look back on the 2 years is just frustration. So when it came up to the whole re-signing, it was a pretty obvious decision because I want to kind of put my best foot forward, as Cassie was saying, for the next few weeks, but also the next few years going forward. And I feel like not only do I owe the fans and the family and the coaches, I feel like I owe the boys as well to kind of play and show what I've been doing for the past couple of years of trying to get back fit from these horrid injuries. But hopefully they're behind me now, and yeah, that's the main thing about re-signing. I just want to get back playing rugby again and get back playing well.
Gus, do you echo that statement? Does he owe you everything for the last
70
months?
No. Exactly. When those boys are out there getting the pan knocked in and I'm just sat in the sidelines doing running or conditioning, it's a tough watch, to be honest.
Yeah, it is tough. And obviously when boys are injured and they come back and you see them pick up another injury straight away, it's tough. But it's great to see Murph's staying here and he'll be able to get more opportunities to play with all the boys.
Just, you're talking about the run of luck or no luck you've had. So you did your calf?
So off the back of the World Cup prep, I tore my calf, my right calf. And then I think it was a week before playing Leinster, the first game of the season, just a freak incident at training units, and somehow tore my quad, a pretty decent tear as well. I think it was like 15 centimetres or something.
That sounds like something you're actually proud of, the way you phrased that.
No.
Decent tear.
Yeah, well, some people think, oh, they've torn his quad, it's a little tear or something.
Yeah.
But so that was in total from that was about 6 weeks when my calf got back. Then my quad again was another 8 weeks. And then I was a week away from the Munster game and we played in an in-house Edinburgh Glasgow game and did my knee and had to get surgery on that, which wasn't as serious of a surgery as like the likes of Ollie Smith and Fraz and JP. It was something a little bit... What was the word?
It was different.
It wasn't as serious. It was a bit... not minor, but yeah. But the thing that caused a bit of, I don't know, problems, I'd say, was there was a bit of bone bruising in there as well. So that prolonged me even further because I was hoping to get back mid-Six Nations time, mid-February, but that bone bruising was causing a lot of issues. And then it's just kind of, snowballed this year. And then all of a sudden, 8 months later, I'm here and back fit. Unfortunately, valuable game time against the Black Lions of the week, which was good, and I felt great when I was playing, to be honest.
We touched on that. You travelled as 24th man to Parma. Just
Give
us an insight. You're going, it's your first game of Glasgow rugby for, can't remember how many months that is off the top of my head, but you then get not one, not two, but three Georgian front rowers coming out. I mean, it's a pretty decent baptism of back into the world of pro rugby again.
Yeah, it was kind of just chucking it at the deep end and see how we go. Yeah, there was a big Georgian team, three separate front rowers, because it was a bit of a training game, you could say.
Going to say, you were all thrown together the day before as well. So
yeah, it was a last minute kind of chuck together team, which, I mean, it was great fun. It was a great experience. A lot of young boys from Edinburgh I've never met before. Yeah. And playing with them, and the game itself, I mean, I did 40 at loose at tight head. Unfortunately, we lost both our loose heads to separate different injuries, so I had to do another 40 at loose head. So, which was, again, I've not done that in about 2 years. But like I said, it was pretty valuable going on to the business end of the season, that if I'm called upon now, I'm not going to be worried about how I play or how I feel, especially on this trip to South Africa. But yeah, frustrating past 2 years, but hopefully that's behind me and here's to the next few.
Because we've talked about it, I think, when you were the guest, and roles were reversed on this one. Obviously, you guys have grown up together. You've known each other since you've not played together yet.
No, we've played the A games together.
Was that last season?
Last season.
Yeah.
But, and Super Six and everything, but we haven't played a Glasgow game together yet, which is...
Yeah, yet to be ticked off.
Yeah. Come, but no, still not.
Yeah, it's a bit, again, another frustrating one. But like I say, this season earlier when Gussie was going so well, you just want to be involved with that, and that's the hardest part when you're just sat on the bench and you've constantly got folk asking you, oh, when you're back, how's your knee, how's your ankle, how's your calf, whatever it is, and they're constantly asking you, you're like, trust me, I'm getting there. So yeah, it's very, like, the feelings are very contradicting, because you're absolutely buzzing for your best mates, and obviously, at the same time, you're also gutted because you wish you could experience it with them. This all sounds like somebody's died, hasn't it? This is a positive thing. I've re-signed, all right? So I'm doing what I love. I'm living my dream, so I cannot complain.
I was just waiting for you to get to the point where you started crying. And
that never happens. I've got no soul.
No emotions.
No emotions, nothing. But yeah, so looking to get out there and tick off the box of playing with Gussie, that would be...
Absolutely.
Eagles, FPs, 18s, 20s, Sterling, A team, and just Warriors.
Full house.
Scotland to come.
Somebody shouts Yahtzee, we're fine.
So yeah, that's the goal.
There we go. Well, quick recap of everything other than your contract, which again we will celebrate in its due and in entirety. Two wins since the last time we were on, so... Plaster purple night here at the Sharks. Good win, missed the bonus point, but 4 points and against a very decent South African outfit. Over £48,000 raised as well for Glasgow Children's Hospital charity and counting. Still time to donate. Head to our Twitter bio or
hit the link
wherever you find it, wherever you see it. And then 40-9 victory away to Zebre Parma last week, who we're also playing in pre-season next year.
We've not been back with that.
That's away. another wee trip away in August.
That'll be fun.
Just general thoughts on both of them?
Yeah, well, after the Sharks game, I feel like we put a good performance together, but we were disappointed when we came back into the change room. And it was, Franco was having a go at us saying, we've still won, we still need to celebrate this. But we were just frustrated because we knew that we could have got that bonus point. But the whole night, great night, raised 48,000, as you said, and for a great cause. So, no, that was a great win at home and a great night.
Yeah,
and then Zebre game again. Going over there, get the bonus point. It's great for us, putting us up at the top of the table. But that's not the goal. We just want to keep winning. We want to get the cup at the end. So
both good. Two good weeks, like Gussie said. I'll echo the general feeling after Sharks. Almost felt like a loss. And like Gussie said, Franco kind of gave us a kick up the backside, saying, "Come on, guys, it's a win." So it just shows you the drive in the squad at the moment to try and strive for that, what the gold star, let's say, the pinnacle of those 5 points per game. And that's what we've been trying to take forward since then. And like I say, Zebre, that was challenging at the start. I think it was the first time we played in a serious heat.
It was warm.
It was really very warm. And that obviously bodes well going into South Africa with, I think it was 26 all this week.
It's getting up there. Yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah.
So we'll be melting when we get over there, but it's good practice, we should say.
Absolutely.
Especially with, we've got two games there, and then we come back, and it hopefully is 26 degrees here when we play Zebre.
Yeah, tickets are, I believe, on sale. I actually
already?
Check this. I'm pretty sure they're on sale.
Come on.
I started that. I was like, I actually haven't checked this yet, but I'm pretty sure you can get them at glasgowwarriors.org, so help us make
Friday?
Friday the 31st of May, 7:35 p.m. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, round 18.
What else will you be doing?
Well, hopefully nothing. Hopefully you're going to come to Scotstoun and pack out this home of the Warriors. Anyway, we will kick on. That was a longer introduction than normal, but for very good reasons, obviously.
Thanks.
Just in case you missed it at the start of the session, Murphy Walker has re-signed. Murphy, congratulations once again. Yeah. We're going to do this for the next five questions.
Thanks.
Yes, in front of us, we've got the scenarios of questions. I've also got a couple on our phone from somebody who I know will be very pleased you've re-signed.
Mr. Rory.
Rory, how are you? And also congratulations to Madras for their end of season tour.
I don't know if I can congratulate them.
No, I know you can, that's why.
As a Dundee Eagle, I don't know if I can congratulate them.
But we'll start with Rory's this week. And it comes from last week when they're talking about their own tour, which is, who would you have as an opposition player if you were picking a Barbarians squad? You can have one opponent you've played against and one Glasgow Warrior.
On your team?
That you are...
The tour, like Ababa's, like weekend. Yeah. So it's not just player on the pitch.
Okay.
I'm trying to go with who with first, like from Warriors, because I feel like I know everyone.
I mean, I feel it's going to get really awkward if you don't pick Gus.
Yeah. We've done tours. We've been to Lille, South Africa. We've done them. Let's go out the box here.
Tours important off the pitch as well.
Yeah. Who's the big social drivers in the club?
Who are we going currently?
You can go current, you can go past, go whoever you've played with.
Where we're touring, that's an important thing. Because it's South Africa, I'm going with South African.
Where do the Barbarians... Where do you want to tour? There you go. This can be your reward for re-signing. You can pick
I have never toured to New Zealand.
Right.
So I'd love to tour with Thomas Gordon.
Because
who knows what will happen, where we'll go, and where we'll end up. And he's a quality player, so
fair enough.
Two birds, one stone.
I'll give you some time to think of your opponent you'd want to pick from any team you've played against. Gus, how about yourself? From
you threw a curveball there, picking Tommy.
Were you gonna go more sensible?
I was gonna go like,
sorry, Tom.
I was gonna go Jack Mann. I was gonna go. He'll lead the charge.
Yeah.
He'll bring the vibes up.
Bring the energy.
Or
Jamie Dolby recently.
Yeah, Dolby recently. Look
out.
But if you go like your way, you could go like Josh Mackay. He'll take you up into the mountains and show you a good time that way. Like, go fishing and all that. But
go really, really weird. Or not weird, but different niche and go Shanghai with Dobes. It's a good place to tour.
Fair enough.
Dolby loves it there.
He does.
Try to think of players we've played against.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
I'll give you a bit more think time just when you're mentioning Jamie Doe, because that was the one thing we probably should have mentioned in the introduction, was you guys were out with Ollie and the Give Blood for Good team.
Give Blood for Good.
Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night Preston Field House, raising funds.
Fantastic cause as well, and could see Ollie up there from an ambassador side of things as well. And if you haven't donated blood already, what are you waiting for? Go and do
it. Give it a try, Gus.
Yeah, no, I stuck my hand up on the night and I said, I need to do better. I'll go in the next chance I can.
No, it was a great night. Yeah. I think over £20,000 raised was the total.
Had Murphy on the mic auctioning off all the
Ollie and myself tried to do the best double act at selling little prizes, auction prizes.
Again, we can only apologise if you were there.
it was a good night. Back to the question.
If you want to find out more about the Give Blood for Good, head to our website, glasgowwarriors.org.
Played against. Right, I'm going to pick. If I'm still going to New Zealand with Tommy, I am going to pick... such a hard question.
Yeah, it's real hard. Because you don't really know the people.
Yeah, you don't really mix with them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go off the stories that you hear about them. Mac Hansen.
Solid shout.
Yeah. I've met Mac a few times and I know, again, he's I've experienced his wild side, should we say. So I feel like he would compliment Tommy very well. And obviously a good player again.
Yeah, I could I can see that.
I'm having a complete mind blank here, so I think just to speed it up, we'll move on to the next question. Who gives the best restaurant recommendation?
Speaking of important things on touring squads.
Yeah.
True.
South Africa. Kebbelgeman,
yeah. Kebbelgeman in South Africa.
Yeah.
What was the good places in Stellenbosch called last time?
Oh, we went to the grill. What was that?
Hassar Grill.
Yeah, for the steak.
Outstanding. Give you a little.
He organised the vineyards and stuff as well, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Because he did the Hassar Grill. They give you a little like chocolate shot at the end of the night, complimentary on the house kind of thing. I could have had the whole barrel that they're serving out of.
I'd even say Kewell here as well. He gives out some good good recommendations.
Usually quite expensive.
Yeah.
I would say my personal restaurant recommendationer is Jamie Batty.
Yeah, solid shout for that one, I think.
He finds quite small and quirky ones as well. And usually I'll go to him with like, oh, have you been to? And yes, he has been to. I'm like, oh, have you been to so-and-so? What's it like? And he'll tell me a full review.
Nice.
Which is pretty handy. And obviously, being from the East End as well, he's quite close to where I am, so we go to similar places. And yeah, so I'd say Wombat for the home.
Props sticking address. Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, nice. Another reason why you can trust.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other away trips we've done. Like, just... South Africa, Ireland. I think there's a Robin Reedy.
I was going to say that he always gives a coffee recommendation.
Yeah. He does.
And he always puts a wee coffee place in.
I was going to say actually, it's probably the more apt way of putting this is he gives you the coffee recommendations because that seems to be the hot topic on
Don't
any
care.
Trip.
Yawn. Hot chocolate recommendations.
Fire the hot chocolate recommendations, yeah. Murphy's way. Robin's a good show from a coffee point of view. Yeah.
He's a big. Is he a big? Coffee art man.
Yeah, he's good at his art. Yeah. Since we need somebody to come and look at the machine because it's
it's having a bit of a moment today. Yeah.
But Robin fiddles with it and tries to. Yep.
This is where we need Simon Bergen back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Another. That's another great touring member. Sorry, we're jumping back a question here, but Bergie touring with Tommy Gordon, that would have been outstanding. Sorry. We need him back here to fix the coffee machine for all the other boys. Yeah.
Come forward again. Shout out to another former warrior from a coffee one of you, Brad Thayer.
Brad, Cardiff. Another prop.
Yeah, always a props. I feel like this is just going to be a front row special at this point.
Hold on, what is it? Fat Beard, Fat Dragon Coffee or something? He started a business.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I can't remember. There's some degree of dragon in there.
Is either fat, I don't want to, if I've got it wrong, I'd have called it Fat Dragon. I'm sorry, Brad.
I think if you just Google Brad Thayer Coffee, you're probably in a better place to get it.
Yeah.
Rory, we're back to you again. But his question is, which warrior is most likely to be photographed doing something embarrassing? And as media manager, I really hope that none of these people ever do this. But over to you guys from who's going to get photographed to do something embarrassing.
I'd say Murphy's up there.
After the group chat last night.
Yeah, that's
I've seen a photo.
No, don't. No.
There's a photo of Murphy when we were younger that was it front of the paper or back of the sports section?
I don't even want to talk about this.
It was in the paper and he had his big minging tays in it. His feet just right in the front of the picture.
Apparently I was struggling for boots. So...
It seems like a theme across your career, to be honest.
And I was coming home from training one day, or school. I was 13. Mum was like, oh, there's somebody at the door to just write a little thing on, try to get boots and make the public aware and ask if anyone's got contacts. So I was like, okay, sweet. Next minute, I've got socks and shoes off, my foot right in front of the camera, and I mean like 2 inches off this camera's lens. So if anybody's wanting free foot pics, you just have to search internet. But please don't search that. Came on here to chat about my re-signer, not dogging me in.
Have enough comments in asking for the photo. I'm sure Craig will be able to put it up on social media. No.
Yeah, just listen to this a few hundred times. And
that's when I'll hand in my resignation letter.
That contract will be...
I was going to say, you've re-signed now.
Yeah, that contract will be firmly put through the shredder. Cheers, Craig.
Just to make Murphy feel slightly better. Anybody not called Murphy Walker that is going to be the answer for this question?
I feel like a lot of boys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You should think about it the other way. Who's not?
Who's the safe bet?
Yeah. Because you see, like, post Six Nations wins photos that some that used to do the rounds of like Finn and Greg and that. They've kind of quietened down a wee bit, as in like the the post-social thing, not actually Finn and Greg.
Well, I feel like when you're talking about who's not going to be doing this, and another thing we should have probably covered in the introduction from this, the first person that came to mind when you're saying who's not going to be in this is Fraser Brown.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we probably need to give a bit of a comment here, obviously. Yes, since his retirement, and since the last time we had a squadcast, just, again, a servant to Glasgow Rugby.
Yeah, another legend of the club that you can like genuinely put him in that status. I wouldn't just say the club, as I said, the nation. Like, the amount of times he played for Scotland, not even that, like, hooker at back row as well. It's he's been a hell of a servant, both club and country. And now helping us out in terms of younger boys. I remember when I was coming through like academy, first year pro, scrummaging stuff, Fraz was like unbelievably helpful with that stuff.
Yeah, definitely as a hooker as well. Like, just seeing him, how he goes about stuff and stuff, he's like such a professional as well. So like seeing that, being able to take from his game, and he's always there to help as well. So like he'll do throwing with us, and he'll help all the young hookers out, and well, all of us. And he's like one of the leaders in our main like leaders in our group. So he line outs, scrums, everything. So it's a loss to the squad.
It's a real shame as well that it had to end on injury.
Yeah.
Because I think had that not happened, Fraz could have had a, who knows, like if we had a crystal ball, Fraz could have had a great season, could have still been playing, and obviously it would have been an even tougher decision for him to make, but he's just ruined the chance for any other Warriors boys to play for the Babas or World 15, so.
No, we had tip to him. I'm 90% sure he doesn't listen to the squadcast. He's in the Duncan category, but if he does listen to this, well deserved.
Yeah, we'll get a proper server for send off at the end of the season.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We'll go with
one more
out of the hat. Gus, if you want to do the honours. Then we'll let you guys go and pack.
Get ready for the big old treat.
We should probably cover the fact that we're recording this prior to going to South Africa.
Yeah. When's this out?
This will be out when you guys land in South Africa.
On the Wednesday. Morning. Ish.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the time difference over there?
It's just an hour. It's an hour. South Africa's an hour ahead. You're just a very long way down. Yeah.
Cool.
Who's the teammate that always knows a guy?
Always knows a guy.
Usually it's Ryan
Wilson.
It used
to be Wills as an answer for this.
Time to crown his successor.
Now slowly moving to Ali Miller.
Is it really?
Yes.
Ah. Ali Miller's the DIY guy.
True.
Like he'll help you out if you need to know how to
do anything
around the house. He's the guy. Say Suave.
Yeah.
He's got a Richie Gray.
Yep.
He's got a good few contacts in Glasgow.
Yeah.
He's helped some boys out with the cars and stuff like that.
His uncle's garage, apparently.
Yeah.
Or just some guy he calls his uncle.
Still works.
If anybody's selling a car, Gregor Brown is in the market. It's a bit pop.
Yeah. I'd probably go Stu Dow as well, though.
Yeah, he's always a good shout.
He can do anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
And it's a bit frustrating at times. He's a fixer, I would say.
The fixer.
Studio's a fixer. He's like a poor man's Jason Statham.
I feel like this is going to be like a Glasgow Warriors A-team thing. It's going to be one of those ones where it's just Stuart, like, inverted commas, the fixer now.
Yeah. B.A. Baracus, that could be.
There's another question for another time.
That could be bye.
Cast your Glasgow Warriors A-team.
Yeah, no, I'd say if you're entering the whole squad and you needed something, somebody would definitely have somebody.
Yeah.
Where do your particular set of skills lie, both of you?
My set of skills?
Barbecuing. Gus is barbecuing.
Gus is, yeah.
If you need somebody to do a barbie, Gus.
Yeah, I like cooking. Nice. I like fires.
Cooking.
I like fires.
We were...
It's the sound bike.
Yeah, he loves fire. He's a... What's that?
Pyromaniac.
Pyromaniac, yeah. Because we were up at a lovely Airbnb at New Year. Boys and the girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, literally just off the loch. And this place was roasting hot. Like, it had underground, underfloor heating and all, everything. But there's one room just off the side which had a log burner in it. So Gus had to get it on.
Yeah.
But we had to have the windows open.
Well.
I had to have the windows open so it was, because it was absolutely boiling, but we needed a fire on so that Gus could poke the fire.
So you don't have a fireplace at home, so when I see one, I need to.
Fire! It's like the caveman instincts coming out of you. Yeah.
There we go. Well, on the note of Gus setting fire to things, which I feel we might need to park and come back to on a different time, that will do us for this episode of the Squadcast. Gus, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Murphy, thank you for being our guest this week. And
thanks.
Congratulations again on re-signing. We will see you, I will say, next week. Next episode will be our 50th episode.
Is it? In South Africa, what are we doing? Champagne? On the rocks by the beach?
All I'm going to say is stay tuned, and that may or may not be because I haven't got a plan yet.
All right,
but there will be a plan at some
Franco
point.
On.
I'll let you try and convince him on that one. But yes, thank you to both of you, and thank you to yourselves, Warrior Nation. Hopefully you stay tuned over the next couple of weeks while we're all in South Africa, and if you are waiting for your Glasgow Warriors fix, the tickets for Zebra are available at glasgowwarriors.org. In the meantime, he's been Gus Fraser, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.